Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined in the studios by Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
And Ciro Dobrik.
Thank you for watching and listening.
For the first time, you guys are in the studio together.
Yeah.
You guys, right?
Wow.
We've never met, I don't think.
This is the first time we met. Heard a lot about him, followed him everywhere he went, tried to get...
Right. You're the guy who's been following me?
Curtails.
You've been following me, you prick.
Ciro's one of those guys that you wouldn't notice.
Gonna call the police. Blends
in.
Very, very subdued.
But we're going out after the show together.
Oh, really?
You'd ask me out. Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I have no fucking idea.
All right. Well,
take the romance out of it, will you?
Go to the beach.
Huh?
It's July 4th weekend. Go to the beach, huh? All of us.
What are, you know?
You should have invited like everybody to the beach tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I should have done.
Yeah, with the picnic
I got lunch. My dog who's like. on its last legs, literally.
You take her to the beach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With a brick and a rope. No, I'm kidding. That's
is that
terrible,
a shark
man.
Out there?
That's awful, man. That's a terrible
Yeah, shark. It's getting rough.
I'm so it's, sad.
You know, her back, she can't use one of her legs.
Mm.
And
looks like Walter Brennan.
Yeah, and you got to tote her around.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that, you know, now we're dealing with, you know, she's peeing in the bed. You know, it's great when you come home, you're tired.
Really, this
is relax.
There should only be one of you peeing in the bed. You know, when two of you start to pee in the bed, then you got one of you has to go.
I feel like God's punishing me, like from my parents, like, you know, I put in my mom in a nursing home. It's like, yeah, you're gonna deal with this one way or the other, kid.
You got it.
Right. I mean, really?
I told you, my friend is 57. My friend had a stroke 3 years ago. He's been in a nursing home. Excuse me. He's in a wheelchair. He can't.
Right.
He's one like this. He can use room. Hey, Peter! You know, wow. But he can smoke a cigarette, but he can't feed himself. You know, that's.
Right.
But he's married. The wife can't stand him. You know, she wishes he'd go in his sleep.
Before the stroke,
right. She's about to serve him with papers, and then all of a sudden he got into this situation, and she's, you know, locked down now. You know, what do you. How do you walk away from, you know, bye-bye? Hey, where are you going?
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm leaving you because you're an asshole and you did all these things prior to...
Something's wrong.
That's it. So it was just... But the guy, you know, when you have to get your diaper changed, that's when it's time to go.
That's when you don't want
to Right?
Be
like,
here.
Hey, listen, you know? When you can't wipe your own ass, I mean, you know...
Wow.
That's, you know, it's such a hard call, but yeah.
Your day changes, doesn't it? I mean,
I think as men, we've all come to that conclusion. There's a point in your life where, like, if this is happening,
mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
Yeah, because I don't know. But it's so scary. We say that now, but when you're faced with it, and I've had cancer twice, bro, and I'm thinking, you know what? The next time is a fucking, that's it. It strikes your, swinging in the wind. But, you know, I thought about it 1,000 times, and... You still, I think, because I've seen people, and they's 100. My mother's a perfect example. She's going to be 94 in 9 days, July 11th, 8 days.
Yeah, but
you
if somebody,
smile. I wish she would go. She's spending all my money.
Is somebody wiping her ass?
Oh yeah, she's in a wheelchair. She's in diapers. She's deaf as a doornail. She doesn't half the time. She has no idea where she is. She's on the beach. She's here. She's there. She tells you.
It'd be interesting.
No idea who I am. I tell my friends to visit her and say that it's me.
It would be interesting to know how many people actually. What number? Is it 100,000? 250? Half a mil? People that are over the age of 85
mm-hmm.
and that are lingering, like whether it's on some sort of life support or some sort of...
Oh, it's in the millions. You kidding me? Think of all the... I'll name one company, TrustBridge. They're a national nursing home.
Right.
Just one. And they probably have 1,800 nursing homes. Probably how many beds? 60 beds per nursing home?
Jeez.
Easily, right? So that's in the hundreds of thousands already.
It's a big business.
It sure is.
Nursing homes.
Diapers are too.
Every time I used to go to see my mom, you know, the place smelled like piss. You walk in there, yeah, it just has that distinct smell.
Yeah. Even when it's clean and you know, you watch them clean it.
Right.
Like, wow, yeah, it still just, smells
it's
like
it's just
piss.
It's in the air.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're around it so long, it's almost like in your nose. You know, like something was so. You ran into that when something smells so bad. You walk into a bathroom at a truck stop, and you're like, that smell stays in your hair,
yeah, yeah,
and your nostrils for like a week. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you never rode the drive 70. Like, yeah, get out of here.
You never rode the New York City subways in the summertime.
Yeah, the worst smell ever. Mm-hmm. My wife was with me.
Mm-hmm.
My knee was fucked. I had a bad knee, and all of a sudden, we had to take one of the elevators in the subway.
That's someone's personal bathroom. How dare you go in there?
I might as well just stick my head in the Jiffy John's toilet.
One elevator that needs a camera doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Right.
I think the only time I'd have to deal with something like that is if I lost my I had to get a contact out of the toilet in the Jiffy John.
The handles, you know, instead of the elevator, normally are just lined with toilet paper. There's six guys reading a newspaper.
So here's
squatting.
Here's the things that we should be like. You know, these are the things that we should be really worrying about. We talk about healthcare and all this kind of stuff, but these are the things like an aging population, and you know, like I'm saying, like my dog. Like, listen, my wrist is fucked up right now. It's you know, it's tall, but from holding her, you know, and that thing to walk around because you can't do my wrist. I mean, I feel like I've been, you know,
sad.
It's you know, I'm literally, you know, by the way, which
you have to jerk off righty. You know?
I do all the time.
Left wrist. Why don't you walk on the other side of the dog and use your right arm?
Well, I do switch it, but for some reason,
the
left one got a little inflamed. The wrist, you know, right? You know, when the nerves, you know, the cartilage, everything in your wrist is...
Your wife's Asian. Doesn't she have some herbs she can rub on there or something?
Your wrist was inflamed.
Doesn't your wife have some fucking leaf or powder she can rub on there?
Right.
Some Asian secret?
Yeah.
They have all that stuff, man. It's amazing.
She must be saving it for a more important occasion.
Tiger bomb.
Any rate, so, you know, that's the hard thing. Mm-hmm. Try to stay healthy, I guess. Everybody out there, you know, try to take care of yourself. If you think your mind's slipping, stop smoking so much weed and... You know, maybe do a crossword puzzle every once in a while.
Oh, Jesus.
I try to get my mom to, like, when they were dealing with that stuff, I'd like, Mom, like, try to do a crossword puzzle. I was thinking about my
I got to tell you a funny story.
My mom was like, you know, she would forget everything, right? So I'd go to the house, and on the refrigerator, there would be 18, 20 different sheets of paper or envelopes pasted or magneted to the refrigerator, which had to do with something that was coming up.
Right.
I'm like, why is the refrigerator your fucking calendar book?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
something you see every day.
And then, if you grab the phone book, everybody in there near their phone in the old days in the house, you had a phone book.
Absolutely.
You kept for important numbers and stuff. And in there, like, okay.
The Dougie, birthdays.
Like my name, Douglas, you know, it would be under S.
Right, for son.
For son.
Right. Or stupid. Or studio.
Yeah.
Now, most of the time, in the old days, they had the fucking birthdays, you know, next to all that shit. I got to tell you a funny story, man. My fucking, rest in peace, my ex-father-in-law, Seymour, I loved him. He was a funny guy. He was one of these guys, they were partiers. They drank, they smoked, they were just, you know, Long Island Jews
life.
Who had lived, and they were, you know... They were big at one point and went out poor, and Seymour, after the wife died, he started to lose his mind, and he went completely senile. And I went to see him. I hadn't seen him in like 3 months, and he didn't know who I was, which really made me a little crazy. But I was watching him with this... My daughter was the only person he recognized was my daughter. And she used to go to see him every day, and she was like 19 at the time, 18, 19, maybe, you know, or 20. And... They had him doing exercises. There was a nurse there, and she was saying, okay, Seymour, here's the letter A. Draw the letter A and give us a word. Use it as a sentence. He'd go, A. And he goes, A is for asshole. My ex-brother-in-law is an asshole. And then he goes, okay, B, and he go, bitch. Every word was because the guy cursed his fucking ass up.
Right.
And so every letter they
gave
him.
Let's stay away from the letter C.
You know, dude, it was so funny. Yeah.
By the way, Tracy Young leaves a nice message on Facebook Live, which I'm trying to read. Thank God, though, Tracy puts everything in cap lock.
What does it say, Tracy?
4th of July, patriotic, and wear red, white, and blue. it's not, but it's April 3rd. I mean, April 3rd. It's July 3rd, right?
I have red, white, blue.
I have red, white, and blue. I got my Spider-Man shit on.
He has blue balls. His eyes are red.
And he's red white, eyes, and he's blue white. Eyes.
And he's white.
Yeah, by the way,
wait.
Listen, I can't, when you give advice, Tracy had asked me about a particular stock on Facebook the other day, and I'm like, listen, I don't give free advice, but I told him, he asked me, what do you think about this? And I'd say, I'd stay away from that shit. And I saved you a lot of money, didn't I, dude? Didn't buy the stock.
Right.
People were telling him to buy it.
And it tanked?
He'd be down 20% right now.
It tanked?
Any stock with the name Hitler in it, it's not a good...
Yeah, or ISIS.
You know, Hitler's, all...
There's a pharmaceutical company that was ISIS. I think they changed their symbol. I think yeah, it was ISIS.
You know, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, they recently changed it. Imagine?
They should be called Sissy, though.
I think we talked about it on the show, but was there a time, like after World War II, where there was guys actually in Germany with the name Hitler? You know, like maybe people that were born during his reign, like, let's name him Hitler, you know? And now there's like maybe a few hundred Hitlers running around that are like, what, in their 50s?
Yeah.
I doubt it, though.
Yeah.
I think they changed their name pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It was.
So what can I help you with, Mr.
They
Eidelberg?
Changed their name quicker than Barack Obama did.
Yeah, Mr. Eidelberg, what would you have like help with today? My first name is Hitler. Oh, I got you. Okay. What would you like, Paul? Barry?
Well, it was Europe, so that's the opposite, right? It's last name, then first name.
I don't know.
I want to know something, man. This Eva Braun, know who she is, Eva Braun?
Yeah.
Who was she dating before she met Hitler?
I think it was JFK.
And how do you break up with that guy? You know what I mean? For Hitler, you say, listen, let me ask you a question. Let me just tell you something. Francois, we had a good time. We went to the cinema. We drank some dark beer. We had some good times. But I met a terrific guy. Big dreams, a lot of ambition. His name's Hitler.
He talks a little loud.
Yeah, I'd introduce you, buddy.
He's not very tall.
Might not like you,
Mr. Rosenberg.
Moisha.
Moisha.
You may not get along.
I don't know if you'd like, I don't know if you guys will hit it off.
Fucking Eva Braun. What was she thinking, man?
Hey, speaking of world leaders, everybody's all crazy, you know, on Facebook and social media and about Donald Trump's recent tweet about him wrestling from the WWE, basically. They redid it, but they put CNN over his face.
Quick vote. Trump guy?
Right.
Trump guy. Right. Okay, good.
In comparison to Hillary.
Good.
And, you know, again, let's not get started, but I'm glad that Loretta Lynch is being investigated now.
Loretta Lynn, the singer?
Loretta Lynch, the former, attorney general?
Loretta Lynn, her whole family is going down.
Yeah. so that's all being, you know, all this thing's coming out. But now, what was I talking about? So everybody's going crazy about this Donald Trump thing, about how it's insinuating violence.
Mm-hmm. Smackdowns.
But it's wrestling. And, you know what I mean? Everybody, this to me is almost like the complete admission of being moronic.
Right. There's no business like show business.
By a political, like to freak out over a WWE, which it's an E's entertainment. It's not a real sport.
Sports entertainment.
Somebody elected a governor of a state who was a wrestling champion, correct?
Who also
Jesse Ventura.
Right? Thank you.
He ran for president.
So that's good enough, right? So that's good enough, you know. Oh, let's just take a wrestler. This guy was a businessman who did something as a good.
I mean, honestly, that's the reason he got elected.
Please. Right, exactly.
For the most part. Besides all the other people that love the fact that we got a guy that's not going to take any shit stuff from anybody. You know, he owned wrestling for a week, and they will never forget it, and they loved it because he shaved the evil guy's head.
Now, Peter, you haven't seen the video, but it's basically Donald Trump wrestling which he showed up on WWE with McMahon. I think he wrestled. I don't know if that's who he was wrestling, because I'm not a big wrestling fan myself.
No, right.
But he was wrestling somebody.
They had two guys represent each other.
Right.
Like, Donald Trump had a guy, and then Vince McMahon had a guy, and whoever won, either Trump or McMahon had to shave their head.
Really?
So Trump's guy won.
Right.
And he shaved the other guy's head.
You know, at least I would. And here's how you know wrestling's not real, is because you can't bet on it.
Oh, you know, there you go.
You know, if people like, that was my middle school, my friends in middle school like, it's real, it's real. I'm like, all right, here you go, genius.
I never
out of all that. The sports, why can't you bet on professional wrestling?
Right, and as crooked as like Hialeah is, as crooked as fucking horse racing is, you can still bet on it.
Yeah,
that's right. Mike Peter from IRN Radio says he has the media on the ropes, and I think it's great. I don't give a shit. You know, everybody, listen. It should be the media and this guy. They try to destroy him from day one, and he stomped through everything he's doing. And again, listen, the guy is a bull in a china shop. I don't give a fuck. If you're still surprised by things, you're an idiot.
Right.
Anybody that's still surprised by what this guy tweets or anything how would you say? Has their head up their ass?
Has more than that.
Like, you know what I mean? Accept it. This is the way it is.
I'm watching like MSNBC and CNN talk about it, and one of the lady journalists is like, you know, this creates such, incites violence. Yeah. You know, reporters should be fearful of their lives. When I was in a war country, I guess she goes, I was in wartime over in Iraq. Uh-huh. I was fearing for my life. You're retarded. Mm. You should fear for your life when you're in the war zone. Right. But here, do you fear? Do you fear when you wake up?
You know, if I see a video of Donald Trump wrestling around with a guy with a CNN thing on his face, mm-hmm. And if that makes me angry, you know, scared, if you know what I mean, insightful, like all of a sudden I want to go punch somebody in the face, I am the biggest douche in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are laughing at it. It's making a mockery of what should be a mockery, which is the way the division on both sides. You know, I don't give a shit. The way that people try to make. When I watch the news, I don't want to see anybody rolling their eyes. I don't want to see anybody smirking at the answer. I don't want to see anybody thinking like I. You know, in philosophy, I said there is a definition of a stupid question. They said there's no such thing as a stupid question. Yeah, there is.
Sure, there is.
The definition of a stupid question is asking a question that you already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true.
And if you're doing that, you're not doing it because you want to know something. In a sense, you're doing it because you're trying to put me somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to control my conversation. You're trying to take me down a path.
It's a sales tactic. You do it in sales.
It's a
all
sales
the time.
Tactic. It's not only, but that's a problem. It's sales, but there's in politics and other kinds of things. People do that, and I can tell you, almost every liberal I talk to, when they get they'll start with they're let me ask you a question. I'm like, no, go fuck yourself.
Right.
Listen, I'm not gonna. You know, you want to ask me a question. Here's the thing. I'll get to ask you a question. You can't ask me question and then another question and then another question.
Right.
You ask a question and then I'll ask a question.
I'm going to go. You ready? Let's try this. You guys have to chime in.
Yeah.
Here we go. You guys want a great country again?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You want to get out there and vote?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to vote for me?
No.
Okay. There you go. See how that works? Only setup questions, you know. Yes, 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 yes. Just like in sales,
today,
and some asshole says, "Well, no, fucking."
Today on CNN,
you guys, it's the same thing when a comic does it on stage.
Yeah,
like, you're a really pretty, really great crowd. Wow, right. I killed tonight. Did you see that? Did you see?
Pandering to the
that's
audience.
Funny. Oh, that's awesome. Look how hot you are.
Well, that was one of the stories.
Are you a comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
by the way,
no, I'm just kidding.
Our friend Tracy Young asked what our opinion was of the Pacquiao fight. I don't know if you watched Pacquiao fought on Saturday night. It was on HBO.
Who did he fight?
Some guy from Australia. Tough kid.
Mm-hmm.
But he lost by a unanimous decision, which I'll disagree with.
No kidding.
I mean, the guy took the fight. There's several rounds that could have been judged either way. But yeah, I mean...
Went the distance?
There was one. Pacquiao had a 10-8 round.
Mm-hmm.
had a 10-8 round, and one he basically the guy was struggling to stay up, and even the referee went to him after. He's like, "You got to come out and show me something this round, or I'm stopping the fight."
Uh-oh,
he was getting fucked up.
Was it late in the
it's like eighth, ninth round, somewhere around there.
Man,
I'm remembering.
Fuck.
And then you know what I mean.
For the kill.
And the guy kept coming. The guy kind of, and then the next round, it was almost like Pacquiao was like winded. You know what I mean? Because he was trying to knock him the fuck out round, and he got winded. I think it might have been the ninth round that happened. 10th. So then he, you know, and
did you watch the fight?
Yeah. No, I'm just making this shit up.
I'm just,
what do you think? What the fuck?
You paid for something?
So
it was on HBO.
Pacquiao won.
I just said it. See, if you listen to what I say, you would not.
No, you said the fight the other night. You didn't say.
I said it was on Saturday night. I said it was on HBO.
But some of those fights are pay-per-view.
It wasn't HBO pay-per-view.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I thought it was a pay-per-view fight.
No. I said it was on HBO.
Oh, I might have watched it then.
You should have.
I'm a cheap chew. Okay, go ahead. So
and by the way, that's what we did. We came home and it was on TV the night after I left your house.
You left my house and fought.
And went right to the fight.
Went home and this, it was on. It was on. I'm like, this is great. Pacquiao's on. It's not paying $49. So I think he should have. I think it should have been a at best split decision where Pacquiao should have won.
Yeah.
But the guy brought him the fight, and the guy. And here's the thing: I give credit to a fighter that almost gets rocked and then comes back and then and evens the pace, if not even comes back hard.
You got to give it to the champ.
What I'm saying. Pacquiao should have won, just on the privilege of
Look at
who
Rocky.
He is.
Look at Rocky. The first fight, he didn't win, and they gave it to what's his name, and then he came.
Did you think Rocky won the first fight?
Well, I don't know. I think
if you remember the fight, it goes like eight rounds where he's getting the shit beat out of him.
Right.
So when you're unless somebody gets knocked out,
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Points, matter. So if you go eight rounds, if you go eight rounds, that means it's 100 to 100 to whatever in the point system. It's a 10-point, 9-point round.
Mm.
Right. So you're basically 90 versus 100 versus 90.
72.
No, there's, I don't know, eight rounds. What did we say? Eight rounds? So, 80 to 72. So, you basically got to knock him out or you got to win the rest of the fight.
Wow.
And that's the thing. Rocky came back, the last two or three rounds?
Yeah, or bite their ear. Spit it out.
Yeah. I was in Reno, Nevada watching that fight on a big screen in Caesar's Palace in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah.
My buddy Mike, when that fight was on, I put a shitload of money on the fight.
The Tyson fight or the Rocky fight?
The Tyson fight, dumbass.
You might have been the movie.
The funniest thing is, I didn't say what he just said, but in my head, I was like, "You been on the Rocky fight?"
Yeah, they fucked me
in Vegas.
They're a bunch of cheats over there in Reno. Hey, who wants to put a fight on Rocky versus Drago?
Every time it's on TV, he bets and he loses.
I bet on Rocky.
So to answer your question, I think again, I would have made it a split decision with Pacquiao winning.
Right.
That's how I judge the fight. Yeah. So that we were watching that fight, put a couple hundred bucks on it.
Yeah.
Holyfield winning.
Wow.
And then we're sitting there like, I was with my buddy Mike. I'm like, that when that happened, we're like, what the fuck? Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's watching this in Caesar's Palace, and you're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, well, he lost by disqualification. So I'm thinking, fuck, I won. Holyfield won.
Mm-hmm.
Was happy. Do they pay off? Yeah.
They do.
That's of course.
Incredible, bro.
But that's what I was thinking. I'm like, how the fuck are they going to judge this?
Sick as that, man. You bite somebody's ear off. What, have you ever had it sewn back on or?
Not if I was Holyfield.
Is he deaf now?
Well, what?
No, he's only bit that one.
No, he put his
off.
Earlobe off or his top of, right? The top part
like
of
the
his
middle.
Ear.
The middle. Yeah, get
the
pierced.
Cartilage.
I had a friend of mine, this fucking poor girl, man. She was pregnant. She gave birth to a 7-pound, 6-ounce ear. That's all. That's not the worst part. It was deaf.
Mm. Yeah.
Couldn't hear. Couldn't hear a thing.
By the way, speaking of that, I mentioned earlier, I don't like fireworks anymore. It's just not worth it. It's funny. I remember I used to be the guy I used to buy a shitload and get the good stuff, the mortars and everything and the fucking huge model rockets.
Cubans love fucking fireworks.
Yeah. Damn. We love them. And but then after a while, you start seeing people. And then like last year, the big story was that guy.
Pierre Paul.
Who was a defensive, he covers the wide receivers guy.
And the funny thing is, he was his contract.
Was coming up.
He was right. He was about to re-sign for like.
And he's got, now his hand looks like a fucking nub.
Yeah. He looks like the fugitive. He looks like the one-armed man of the fugitive.
they showed a photo of him. I don't know if anybody saw it, but he was like saying, look, anybody want to light fireworks?
Right.
I have a brother.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Does he have a twin brother that played football too?
I don't know if it's a twin, but he had another. He has a brother who played football. Yeah,
so
he blew off his left hand.
I was gonna say,
yeah. He was holding.
No comparison.
He was holding the the spunk. What do you remember? What did you, when you had when you light fireworks instead of keep lighting it, you get one of those punks, right?
Punk, yeah.
Long punk. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was always that challenge. You try to get as many bottle rockets as possible all together, and you try to maneuver the fuses.
Well, so, what about taking the one wick out of the one? You're like, well, fuck that one and just make it longer.
Yeah, right.
This will work.
Dude, we used to. I grew up in Manhattan, and we would fucking. I'm on Broadway and 104th Street, where the middle of the street is the dividing line between. It's like the Mason-Dixon line.
Right.
We had the blacks and the Hispanics across the street, and all the whites were on from Broadway to Riverside Drive, and everybody else was from Broadway to the Central Park West. It was the Spanish Harlem. And we would take, there's a hotel across the street from me. It was like a whorehouse, Hotel Edison. And in the summertime, it's July. The fucking windows are wide open. We would take these bottle rockets and shoot them across Broadway and try to get them into the windows at the hotel and scare the fuck out of the whores. It was so funny.
I've had Roman.
It's a red light district.
We've had Roman candle battles, right?
Of course.
We would take the trash can tops.
Yeah.
Trash can tops.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get in a certain area on the street,
mm-hmm.
and we get it.
Super shit.
I'm trying to tell a story, but it would get to a break. So, you get the trash can covers, and you have a fucking light them up and start. God. We'd have it.
That's dangerous.
It's fucking fun.
That happens to your head there.
Yeah, that's why I got this big divot on my head. Damn shit. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard and Ciro Dobrik. First time, and the three of us are in the studios together.
And
we'll be back with things you actually need to know right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show because it's late, and I just woke up.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Monday, just before, there you go. Oh, kill it. Thanks so easy. From 4th of July. And I don't know. We're trying to celebrate the birth of America, but everybody's just shitting on the country.
It's unbelievable.
I'm seeing now, which is interesting. It's an interesting discussion, a way of looking at something. Some of my black friends have to say, look, instead of celebrating this, while you're celebrating the year, blacks were basically being hung and used as slaves and bringing that up during the time. Because slavery wasn't changed, until 18, what was the Emancipation Proclamation? Was that 1860? Was it that late, really?
64.
Right? And, that was a...
Lincoln.
80, 90 years while America was America. Black people were slaves.
I watched Django Unchained the other night.
You never saw that yet?
I had never seen it. I watched it. It was so incredibly violent and so twisted. And
now here's the thing: do you think life was really like that, or you think it's just like a?
No, it was pretty much like that.
Some parts were definitely like that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like you were saying. You started off with that.
Totally hope.
There were every single bad thing that we get told happened or remember that happened. Yeah, but that wasn't everybody's experience. Mm-hmm. It was a completely different experience for one slave in Virginia to one slave in Texas.
Absolutely, that's very true.
It's almost like the culture. Families, they either treated them like family or they were like the dirty,
all wrong.
Right.
Right.
I forgot to say that part. All wrong.
Right.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I listen, it couldn't be good in any sense, but...
in a sexual way.
But there was, there's,
But there's got to be a time where you go, okay, yes, yes, yes. Okay, can we start from here? Can we start from here to make America great? Can we start from this point?
Well,
I mean,
well, again, you know,
I personally start from when Jimi Hendrix played the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
That's when America was great,
right?
That's, you know what I mean? True. And right. No one sat down for that.
No,
kneel this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can you imagine kneeling down and not standing up when Jimi Hendrix is playing the national anthem on guitar?
Well, listen, just that whole, you know, listen, Country Joe and the Fish. That was in the heart of the Vietnam War, still going on when Woodstock was on. It was 1969. The war ended in 1970. Troops finally, all of them got out by what, 71 or two?
Two was 71.
Right. So. Were you there, bro? Were you fighting?
No.
Just you don't seem to know so much about it.
Just no.
No, I'm just kidding.
Stuff.
But you know, so everybody's much more aware then. The music, you know, give peace a chance, John Lennon. I mean, all of that shit was, what are they writing about now? Some fucking...
No, there's not even... There's no music, is there any?
No,
well, like, I think rap and hip-hop
would
be the closest
to
thing to be like reflecting of the you know... Society.
Society, what it's doing.
You know?
Like, yeah, what's Jay-Z doing, man? What's he writing about, man?
He's writing checks, you know, getting all that money from Apple.
That's it, man.
There's no soul in this.
All right, let's talk about some things you need to know.
I'd like to know that.
Speaking of, this is a topic I actually was thinking about talking about at the beginning of the show, but at road rage, the 28-year-old man has been charged with killing a teen in a road rage shooting. This is the gentleman they've been looking for that killed the honor student girl. 18 years old.
Hmm.
Now, you know, they caught this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, you know, here's a guy that needs to go in Dougie's room. Just kill him. Just fuck it. You know what I mean? If you're going to be that much of a schmuck, like...
Well, what were the circumstances? Remind us. Some people might not have been paying attention to the story, like me.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, it's amazing that Peter Leonard, you know, he knows
exists.
So much shit. What? You know, he's so, like, especially music. I'll give him that, but... A four-day multi-state manhunt concluded on Sunday when David Andrew Desper, he turned himself in for allegedly shooting 18-year-old Bianca Robertson in the head.
His name was Desper?
Yeah.
He was a desperado.
Last name is Desper.
Mm.
What else was he doing?
He was desperate.
Exactly. He was desperate.
Piece of shit.
Turned himself in. He was charged with first-degree murder for the Pennsylvania road rage killing of recent high school graduate Bianca Robertson. Surrendered on early Sunday, accompanied by an attorney, and was charged with first and third degree murder, possessing an instrument of crime, and reckless endangering in the death of Robertson. Thank God they put reckless endangering in, because if the fucking prosecution can't put a case together,
right.
They're going to go free like Casey Anthony.
He was also out of gas. They didn't mention that. He's out of gas. That's another charge. Don't add that to it.
Comedy's hard, Peter.
What's going on here? Your dog is coughing up a storm back here.
I don't care, Peter. I'm trying to do a show.
Well, go ahead.
He didn't cough until after that joke.
Yeah, he fucking dying hearing that stupid joke. The incident occurred on Wednesday during rush hour when Desper allegedly attempted to merge into the same lane as Robertson on Route 100 before allegedly shooting the 18-year-old black woman in the head with a .40 caliber handgun. .40 caliber will make a mess.
Mm.
Wow.
They jockeyed for position, and he wasn't happy, so he pulled out a gun and shot her. Now, I carry a gun, and I can assure you that gun doesn't come out ever.
Mm-hmm.
There are people on the road that brandishing a weapon on the road is illegal as well. You can't brandish your weapon. Obviously, not shoot somebody. That's illegal.
Right.
But even if you just show it to try to scare somebody, this is a true story. I was leaving the Hard Rock one time.
Felony.
And this fucking guy, I won't mention the comics, but in the car at some comics, and the same thing, they're trying to make the turn. When you leave the Hard Rock, the parking lot, you got to make a left to get onto the turn, head to the turnpike. Mm-hmm. The guy kind of came over, they honked, and they started da-da-da, and the guy in the front seat pulled out his gun like this. Dude, every dude that was sitting in that car pulled out a gun.
Jeez.
There was, and I'm like, what a fucking idiot. You know, I'm going to get shot because of fucking El Capo over here.
Going back to Cali. No, we're not. We're dying. Thanks.
Think about that. I mean, you're jockeying over. That's why even my wife gets like, she's like hot. Like, I get a little mad at her because she'll get mad at things, at people. Okay. But then she does the same shit. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, like, you know, people that pull up to a stop sign, like, let's say you're on a street, two-lane, three-lane street, you're heading down and somebody doesn't stop at that white line, they kind of keep rolling, and now you don't know if they're going to stop. You just you don't know if they're fucking asleep or they're getting a blowjob and the guy's shooting a load in some girl's mouth. And I'm like, what are you going to do? You get nervous. Like, so that's why I don't do it. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, I try not to, you know, I try to like.
Right. You try to stop.
Try. So, and she'll, what the fuck? She's yelling at somebody. And then she'll pull up to a stop sign and do the same thing. I'm like, honey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, listen, don't get killed over, like, merging in lanes.
It's just so stupid, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't do it. Like, I want
respect for life.
I don't care anymore. Like, when somebody wants to get in my life, I just slow down. It's so much easier just to fucking slow down, let the person in. See, I'm on the road a lot now, so you know I've learned that the only way I could be sane by being on the car so much is if I just don't give a fuck, like, just whatever. Go ahead of me. I don't give a
shit.
Drive without ego.
How much of a hurry can I be in? Everybody's in a hurry to go nowhere.
Happening.
They're in a fucking rush
today
to get somewhere. They're rushing to get to a Starbucks so they could sit there and play on the internet.
You know, when you're at a stoplight and you're too far back where someone can't get into the turn lane, but they really, really want to.
And, there's a gap. There's a 3-car gap because they've stopped the fucking text.
Right.
Slow down the text, between each car, there's 3-car lanes, and you can't make that fucking left turn because they just can't pull up.
Of course, everybody could move up that one half a foot, and then that guy can go to the stoplight to stop.
Yeah.
Where are you going? It's not like.
Well, just everybody's got to calm down. Here's something you need to know. Chris Christie shuts down all the beaches except for his fat ass to go hang out with his family. He's just getting tired of being pushed back in the water.
So funny. Yeah. So funny.
Ah, there you go. Fucking Chris Christie. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie spent part of the weekend lounging on a state beach he ordered closed.
How's he still anything?
A local government shutdown photo show. Christie spent Saturday night and part of Sunday at New Jersey's Island Beach State Park with family and friends at a summer beach house owned by the government. The park was among those closed over the holiday weekend during the ongoing statewide government shutdown.
Why would the government own a beach house? How about
I don't ask questions
people.
That's
you know what I mean? Is that crazy that
sometimes you repossess parties? Sometimes you listen. You don't know what you don't know in that situation.
I know.
But listen, I hate New Jersey beaches. Fuck New Jersey beaches. I was at one of these comedy festivals and I went to go walk on the beach and they go, $6 to go walk on the beach. I'm like, what?
$6 to walk
because,
on the beach?
Because the problem is most of the people in Jersey are so filthy and they fucking make a mess. The only way that you can keep that beach anything respectful is you make people pay to get on it.
Wow.
That's the only thing I can figure.
Yeah.
Trash. Mike Peters says, do unto others as they may have a gun in their pocket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, again, we're... but who's to say if they're going to shut down the beach, you know, isn't he the governor? Is he the governor of Jersey?
Yeah.
Right? So if you're the governor of the state... Right? Mm-hmm. This is the way I look at it. If you're the governor of the state and they're saying, we're going to shut down that beach, you know, we got to shut down the beach. So a government official can go on that. You know, it's like if I work at Walgreens and we're going to shut the Walgreens, you know, we're closing it for whatever fucking reason. If I'm the manager of the store, that doesn't mean I can't go in there and hang out.
Right.
I can't go get my paperwork done. You know?
Well, it's like anytime you ever saw Baywatch. And they closed the beaches down.
Right.
David Hasselhoff was allowed on that.
He could fucking stroll on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
In slow motion.
That's fucked up. That's not right, man.
I'm just saying people are getting a little, like, judgmental. It's going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of judgmental, here's something you know. Disneyland plans a PC makeover for its Pirates of the Caribbean attraction. Hear about this?
No.
This is, I mean, how fucking ridiculous. Like, everybody.
They're pirates.
We, as a people. It's not. It doesn't make sense that for any parent or anybody to teach your kids to have a thick skin. What everybody wants everybody else to do is, I want you to treat me a certain way. Mm. This is the way things. This is how things work. Instead of people just getting a thicker skin, stronger, right? Build your character. Don't be swayed by fucking things. You know, just because somebody says something or does something, you know what I mean? Because they cut you off in the median, you know, whatever, you're going to freak out, you know. All this, it goes to the same shit. Like, you think everybody thinks that they're that fuck. I swear to God, the reason that there are people in this country that think the fucking globe is flat is because the same reason that, you know, remember when you were a kid and the sun went down and you didn't have the concept yet of the fucking universe and shit, and you thought like the sun landed in the fucking, like, where did it land? Like, where did it go?
I didn't think
you were an age that you hit like that, if you could remember that far back. You
watch
fuck
TV.
Yeah, you can't remember. That's the problem.
So I remember dinosaurs.
You know what I mean?
When the dinosaurs came, I forgot everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was too busy running for my life.
Right.
But in child psychology, you're at a certain age where you think everything revolves around you.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's how your mentality is. Eventually, you develop that concept where you like realize, wait a minute. And that's like, it happens at three or four. It happens at a certain age. And it's almost like we're retarding ourselves back to that, where we as people think everything revolves around us. Mm-hmm. You know, we are the ones now that, you know, everything, you got to figure out, you got, you know, in order to be around me, you have to do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to me saying, I'm going to hang out with this person or not hang out with this person, but I'm going to tolerate or not tolerate. You know, that just puts, what am I, too lazy to fucking make a decision?
The United Coddlers of America.
It's disgusting.
That's what it is. You have children, dude?
What's up, Bruce Smirnoff?
You been married ever?
No.
Still have children?
No.
That you know of? No.
I mean, I know they're out there, but...
It's rough, dude. It's very hard to raise children.
We're not talking about kids now, are we?
Well, I don't know.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about hoopleheads.
Talking about hoopleheads.
I still don't know what a hooplehead is.
You think... Well...
I really don't.
Well, there's plenty.
I don't think...
Here's some hoopleheads. People that want to change how the Pirates of the Caribbean is. I guess one of the things in there is there's a part in the Pirates of the Caribbean where they're selling women.
Okay, mm-hmm. How much?
Right.
Yeah, on Tortuga
they take
Island.
Credit cards?
I just how had a can nice you fat take check. Away a great memory like Tortuga Island?
Did that happen? Now, is that something like, are we going to, listen, are we going to change history? Like, you know, now they're going to try to make pirates politically correct? Like, you know, they're not drinking rum, they're drinking cranberry juice.
Well, guess what? Listen to me. What about these movies that are taking the World Trade Center out? They're taking it out. The original World Trade Center, they're taking it out of the film. If it was, there's a scene. Yep. If there's a scene in some of these movies, there's TV shows too. God. And they're taking they're fucking going back and they're having whatever they call
it,
that.
What
it's they
call all that? It all ramifies to like when they're taking down the Southern leader statues and the Confederate States and all these things.
Thank you.
Don't get me wrong. Nobody wants to remember the bad parts of any of it.
Right.
But
well, maybe they
don't
should.
Forget history so it doesn't happen again.
Thank you very much. That's why I'm going to sport a Hitler mustache starting next week. I'm growing it. I'm serious because I want people to remember the Holocaust. Because that's another one they think that's not in fucking history books. Am I right or wrong, right. Zero?
You may want to try
you're
another.
Jewish, you don't care. You're not
I'm
Jew.
Not going to do
probably
the
hate
mustache,
Jews, too.
But...
Well,
the park plans
but I'll support you.
The park plans to revamp a section of the popular Pirates of the Caribbean that depicts a parade of women being put on auction blocks.
Auction blocks.
take a wench for a bride. Auction off women.
Yeah.
Hey, it's like it's, come on. That was like Match.com back then.
Right. You know, it was better because there's no membership fee.
Yeah, you didn't have to, right? Have to fill out a whole form.
Yeah.
So how awful are the psyche of today's children to where they're going on the Pirates of the Caribbean and they're thinking about social issues about selling women? I was just thinking about at the end.
You know,
remember
what,
the dip?
Yeah, right? You
it
roll
was the
down
coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like,
or being in the lagoon where they're blowing up the fucking, you're getting shot at with cannonballs.
Why aren't they arresting Benny Mardones? They still play that song. She's just 16 years old. Today they had to fucking arrest this guy for fucking molestation.
Kip Winger on trial.
Right.
She's only 17.
I met him at Tavolino's a few weeks ago.
Who, Kip Winger?
No. Brandon Margolis. What's his name?
Who?
I don't remember his name. The guy who sings that song?
You know, Benny Mardones.
Benny Mardones.
I played piano for him when he played three shows in Coral Springs
He's
once.
Good friends with Ed and family.
Yeah,
there,
I met him at Ed's house. That's why I first, you know, Ed hooked me up with him to play
one
piano
of the most radio played songs in history.
And it was, by the way, it was number one, the only song in history that was number one twice. 1980, when it was first released, and then 1984, right. It got re-released because it was in some movie, right? So it hit number one twice. The only song in fucking history, four years apart.
If I could fly, I'd pick you up.
Right? I'd take you into myself. He and Roman Polanski are good friends. You know?
Well, so let's stay. All right, so
they extradite together.
You're right. Yeah, here we are. Here we are now. I mean, basically, somewhere here, some lazy fucking parent, some kid probably said, "Mommy, why are those women being sold?" And this woman,
we can't give them away.
Yeah. You know, somebody's got to make a profit, so. Right.
Throwing them overboard is murder. Right. Don't
you know what I mean? So the parents don't want to answer questions like that.
Right.
Like they're forced to answer questions. How dare you put me in this position by having this thing on this ride? It's been on there for the last 40 fucking years.
Mm. Did they slow the ride down?
Like how many people, like, you think somebody came out of like, "Oh, I'm traumatized. I went to Disneyland. And I went through Pirates of the Caribbean, and they were selling these girls. Like, I'm going to be a pimp now." Right. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
It could be a good idea.
You know, meanwhile, you can go through the house. You can go through a haunted house where somebody's head's being chopped off.
That's
and
so weird.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on, man? Well, this is, Chris, I'm serious. Think about this shit.
Most of the problem in the haunted houses, though, is the transgender ghosts. And
oh, that's the next thing. We got to have a gay ghost.
It's so funny you went to a haunted house because I was like, transgender ghost. That's
yeah. What is that, a ghost? I don't know. Is it a boy ghost or a girl ghost? This is intriguing.
They've got the holes cut in the wrong place. They're only up here. You can't see what's going on down there.
Pirates of the Attraction, the last ride that Walt Disney himself helped design before he died back in 1966.
Wow.
I may have been reincarnated as Disney because I was born in 67. Oof. May have been, the most to conform to more politically correct world, a tricky task given the ride's originally rowdy spirit. It was even worse. So, you know, now you're questioning what Walt Disney himself did. By changing that ride, you're actually going back on Disney.
Well, they should
the
make
the genius himself.
Two rides.
Well, they can always
politically correct Pirates of the Caribbean and regular Pirates of the Caribbean.
They always reactivate his head. They do have his head. They can always,
is he
always
frozen?
Ask him.
Is he chronogenic? Is he saved?
Yeah.
We can what always else ask is the baseball him. Players? Is that, who was in the, wasn't there a famous
Ted
baseball?
Williams.
Ted Williams.
His kids had a fight over his head.
And they were going to turn him off, weren't they? They weren't going to keep making the payments?
Well, the whole thing is, you know, he did bet over 400. I think MLB should pay that. He was the last player to bat over 400. That's pretty impressive.
Man, maybe he'll come out and they'll defrost him and have him help the Marlins.
Is that why they decided to freeze him? Or he just decided to do
he wanted to freeze himself. Ted Williams is a crazy guy, man.
Okay.
What?
Big
fisherman.
Well, the last thing that you need to know. You know, I always worry.
Ever?
I worry about asteroids. You know, there's a lot of talk about asteroids. We had the one that hit Russia a year ago, whatever. So we were wondering, what the fuck are we going to be able to do?
Uh-huh.
Well, NASA has a concept now.
Yes.
That they're going to test, which they're calling a DART program.
DART.
Yeah. Like, I thought they're going to send, like, an old Dodge Dart up in the air.
I had one. I had a Dodge Dart swinger.
They're going to get all the old Dodge Darts and fucking pelt the asteroid with it.
Yeah.
The DART graveyard.
That piece of shit.
No, they're going to be throwing darts from outer space and see if they hit you, if they land.
NASA thinks it has an answer, and the space agency demonstrated the solution in a concept video, which you can see online, by the way. The video shows NASA's double asteroid redirection test, otherwise known as DART, vehicle deliberately crashing itself into one component of a binary asteroid system called Didymos.
Can you believe the amount of attorneys that are going to be popping up in outer space now with all these crashes?
They're going to
be billboards up in outer space. 1-800... You know,
have you been recently
crash.
Darted?
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
DART would be NASA's first mission.
Have you recently been killed by a meteor?
DART would be a
comet.
NASA's first mission to demonstrate what's known as the kinetic impactor technique. Mm-hmm. That's what I do in the morning usually when I get up.
That's the otherwise known as the KIN.
Okay, isn't that a number two? Yeah. Isn't that a number two?
Striking the asteroid kinetic. To shift its orbit to defend against a potential future asteroid impact is the idea. The plan is part of an international effort between all these fucking morons or geniuses. So they plan on, So yeah, hey, well, at least they're doing something. And you know what?
Who is?
Speaking to Trump on the first, Trump spoke about, you know, bringing the space system back and getting people together. And Buzz Aldrin was sitting there like mocking the motherfucker. Wasn't that funny?
Trump rolling wants his eyes.
He's like, what the fuck is he trying to say?
He wants to build a wall around the moon now, thanks to that story. Yeah. He doesn't want any darting.
Right when
we don't want dark.
There was
just
a
no
really
dark.
Good meme when he first met Obama, and they had the picture of him sitting there, and he looked like his mind was a little blown.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it said the look you make when you're trying to figure out how to build a space wall. You're like, that's
funny,
hilarious.
Speaking of the wall, what's that story about the wall? Huh?
They're building it, huh? 10 feet,
Palm Beach, the airport. Yeah. By nice. Mexicans in Tampa. Nice.
The Mexicans are putting a wall together on near Washington, West Palm Beach Airport when Trump lands. He doesn't want people to see him.
Yeah.
I don't want them to watch me get out of the airplane.
No, they're moving the buses. Well, there's buses that are parked now at the airport. To block anybody from getting to see him or whatever's going on. So now, today, breaking news. They're taking them away, and they hired a Tampa company to come in and build a fucking wall. But if they're from Tampa, they're all going to be Mexicans building the wall anyway. That's
why,
the irony.
Why would you say Tampa's Mexican?
They have a ton of Mexicans in Tampa, man.
Cuban, though.
Yeah.
Cuban Mexicans, too.
Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and that's what we call What You Need to Know.
It's been great. I hope you're paying attention. There's a quiz in about an
hour. Yeah, we're going to send you a quiz on your Google Gmail. And you'll have to pass if you want to listen next time we're on the show. But we'll be back for our last segment of the day, which we call Straight from the Headlines. These are stories from around the world that we make fun of.
Thank God.
And we'll be back.
See you soon.
Right after this.
This is Ciro Dobrik on the Waking Up Late with Dougie show. Let's get wild and crazy and talk about comedy.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Enjoyable part of the show. Unfortunately, most of the stories come from Florida.
And you got to believe them. This is the state that's like... Everybody says Florida, D-U-H, right? Have you seen that, Doug?
Yeah. Because we fucked up the election when Bush got elected instead of, another election,
Well, the brother controversy. The brother arranged that,
Missing Chads.
Yeah, Chad Everett.
I thought this story was pretty funny. Morgue employee cremated by mistake while taking a nap.
Now he's taking a dirt nap. Wow. A real long nap.
I wonder if anybody noticed if I just go get a quick shut-eye for a little while.
He was cold.
How did you fall asleep with the thing moving like that?
Jesus Christ, man. Let's hear
this. In Beaumont, Texas, an employee of the Jefferson County Morgue died in the morning after being accidentally cremated by one of his coworkers.
I hope he had a good breakfast.
According to the police department, 48-year-old Henry Paul Johnson decided to take a nap on a stretcher after working for 16 hours straight.
Wow.
He's no pussy. While he was sleeping, another employee mistook him from a corpse of a 52-year-old car accident victim and carried him to the crematory.
Oh, he carried him?
Listen, if I'm asleep and somebody picks me up, God bless him, first of all.
You better kiss me before you fucking carry me and take me somewhere.
He was moved and still cremated. That's murder.
Yeah, that sounds a little fishy.
Yeah.
Before anyone could notice the mistake, he had already been exposed to temperatures ranging from 1,400 to 1,800 degrees, kind of like how it feels right now out in South Florida.
Boy, wow.
He was reduced to ashes.
Jeez.
Jenna Davis, one of the Henry Johnson's coworkers, says she heard him scream for about 15 seconds after the crematory was activated.
Oh, see, screaming.
So that's... timing.
Well, do you think he yelled help or what?
Turn on the air.
Take my watch off.
Anybody got lemonade?
Where's my watch?
Where was this again?
Beaumont, Texas.
Okay.
Listen, the guy was in a hurry to get to the Friday night football game, whatever the fuck. Now, that's terrible.
It's awful.
You go to work and he had incinerated. It's really nice.
Worked 16 hours.
Yeah. Shouldn't he go home? Shouldn't the guy go home?
Exactly. I mean, it's a good thing that he didn't.
How many more hours was he going to work?
He wasn't a sewer worker.
At first, we didn't understand where the sound was coming from. When we realized what had happened, it was too late. We shut down the heating system, but he was already dead. Yeah, I think at 1,400 degrees. Ms. Davis claims that the young coworker who caused the incident was a new employee and had forgotten to check for a toe tag to make sure that he had the right body.
I mean, I will admit, I worked at a funeral home in high school between, and it was the most horrible thing. My job was to clean, to get the body ready before they do the embalming and shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and one day this chick, she'd broken her neck in a car accident, and gorgeous chick. She had to be like 19, 20 years old. She was unscathed otherwise, not a mark on her, not a cut. She's lying there. And I told my boss that I thought there was a shrimp stuck in her vagina. Mm-hmm. And he said, what are you, crazy? I said, no, I'm just undressed her to try to clean her up. There's something that looks like a shrimp stuck. He came in, he goes, that's not a shrimp, that's her clit. I said, oh, it sure tasted like shrimp. Anyway, it was
don't ever rerun my show on a stupid joke like that again. Just do me a favor. I saw that coming, and I was just waiting for it.
Oh, please.
By the way, the police are still saying that they may press charges on the young coworker who said was quoted as saying, "My bad."
First of all, they've got to have one person who's in charge of turning that thing on. They've got to have a certain, like, maybe like,
first of all, anybody here's the first thing where this. Anybody who's there just starting out, like if I got a job at a funeral home or a crematory, I'd imagine it'd be a while before I get to put bodies in there and turn it on.
Match,
you know
right?
what I mean? You would think that you'd first be the one like cleaning them and doing all. You know, you wouldn't be the one fucking firing up the kiln.
No, he took it upon himself. Maybe he wanted to get ahead.
Why would they wear the same uniforms as the people they're cremating? There's a lot of questions this guy didn't ask.
Yeah, I think they're going to find out that
why he took his clothes off.
I'm going to guess that the woman, if you look at the story, the woman who was saying all this stuff, it was like she's pointing the finger at this young guy. But you know what I mean? It may come out that she kind of led him to do it. Mm. So here's a little story I think Ciro will enjoy. Slovenian comics parody has Merkel dancing with zombie refugees.
Very cool.
What?
Are you that fucking old where I got to repeat everything I
Slovenian,
say?
Slovenian, that's...
I have to sit there and listen to your long...
Old Yugoslavia, that's our president's wife.
Wow, yeah. Man.
And this is L-J-U-B-L-J-A-N-A. Ljubljana Reuters says a Slovenian comic who has attracted millions of online hits with extravagant musical parodies of such figures as Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, and the Pope... gives Angela Merkel the same satirical treatment in a clip released on Monday. Hmm. Clemens Slakonja pays a German chancellor in the YouTube video, along with a cast of dozens of Merkel dances with German national soccer team, as well as with refugees made up to resemble zombies. Adolf Hitler and Trump make a brief cameo as well. Huh. Refugees coming to Europe don't have the opportunities they should get, so they are like... the living dead here. Mm. Well, she's on the side of the refugees.
Oh, yeah.
Sonaga, 32, was a main job as an actor, blah, blah, blah. She also does other stuff with Kim Jong-un. So, I heard that it's really bad in those parts of the country with all those refugees.
One story I heard was, what's the actor, George Clooney? Big activist for letting the refugees in, let them go, let them do their things. His Cuomo Italy house?
Right.
Trashed. Refugees took it over. He can't even go back.
Are you kidding me?
No. That's a real story.
Wow. Really?
They broke in the front door and squatted.
Hmm.
And you don't hear him saying anything else now.
Right.
He's not saying anything bad about it, but he's not saying anything.
Yeah, well, you know.
It was only a $20 million castle, probably. You know? Fuck it.
He just sold his vodka company.
Ocean's 12 was
what he just sold his liquor company. Was it? I think it was
almost
tequila.
Almost a billion.
About $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Huh. A billion, right?
Exactly. Somewhere around there, 800 something. Here's another story. Bikini contest marred when a woman clobbers fellow competitor in the head with a high-heeled shoe.
Well, why not?
It's about freaking time.
What's wrong with that bitch? A bikini contest competition is facing a battery charge for allegedly clobbering another female contestant over the head with a high-heeled shoe in Florida, of course. According to the cops, Erica Caitlin Mize, 24, tangled with the victim last month during the Miss Sailfish Regatta Bikini Contest in Stewart.
Gets really hot.
Florida's Treasures Coast. Investigators allege that after the 11 bikini-clad contestants left the stage in Stewart's Waterfront Causeway Park, Mize tussled with the 23-year-old victim. Boy, I wish we had that on video.
You're not kidding.
Is the current girlfriend's Mize's former boyfriend. Oh, so one girl. The guy. Oh, boy, this guy's getting some trim.
No kidding.
He's dating two girls in a bikini contest.
Getting some sail tail.
That's like when you date a stripper. Like when you start banging another one, the other one finds out and she gets pissed. They get into an argument in the locker room back there.
And they're all fucking.
Exactly.
Three of them.
As first reported by Will Greenies at local news, the victim told cops that Mize, pictured on the right, has got a nice derriere, by the way, warned her that you should go to the gyno because you're in for a rude awakening.
Why would
he's got an STD.
Yeah, the victim said Mize hit her on the head with her high-heeled shoe, according to the county sheriff. The account of the victim, who had a small lump on her head, looked like Van Damme. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Blah, blah, blah. It was backed up by the witness, cops noted. It's good to have a witness.
Don't you sign a contract that says no shoe hitting?
Yeah.
In these things?
Well, they will next year.
Was a stiletto.
I saw strippers get into a fight.
Have you?
It was at a black strip club. Girls went to fucking hit another girl with the heel shoe.
Wow, man.
Pulling off each other's weaves and shit.
Oh, yeah, they go for the hair, man.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't there,
And they pull those hoop earrings out. They rip their fucking earrings right out, man.
There's a parent...
I love that.
...stripper fight at the strip club, and I guess they frequent the bar I work at, right? So one was just sitting there eating after her shift or whatever came in, and someone just came in, ripped the chair out from under her, beat her up, and left. And then you're like, what happened?
A woman or a man?
Two women. Another woman? Two women. Wow. But it was like, oh, yeah, she messed her up at work earlier.
Can you get workers' comp for that when you're a stripper? So,
I mean, I wonder.
You know? Would that be fun?
Probably not after the investigation.
Right.
Right.
Here's a story. T-Mobile salesman stole sex video from a female customer's phone.
Mm.
You know, that used to happen. Like, I went. You talk so crazy.
That's my stomach. I'm hungry.
when I was in college, there was these two twins. I went to my college.
So there were four of them. How'd you say?
Well, there was these twins then. listen, if I should just interrupt you next time you start one of those really fucked up jokes.
I'm just asking you a question. You said
I gave you the courtesy. I gave you the courtesy. I gave you the courtesy.
Don't you interrupt me.
I gave you the fucking courtesy of telling that fucking thing, and then you interrupt me.
You said there's two twins. That's four.
There's two guys that were twins.
All right, that's better. People love this, though, dude. Don't you understand
that? No, but I don't. I don't give a fuck what they like or not like.
Do you like, isn't that funny? He didn't see anything.
That was funny.
Don't be such a pussy and bad for five set of balls and tell him that was good.
No.
That's good radio, isn't it?
I love.
Listen,
I love.
What wasn't good radio was that fucking joke you told.
Okay, so it wasn't. I'm sorry. I was, you were boring me.
I'm having fun riding this.
All right, so there's six twins.
So this guy, they worked, I guess they, and one of their jobs, they worked at one of those photo mats. Remember the photo mats where you get your film developed?
Yeah.
So this guy had like a stack of naked women photos.
Oh, God.
Like, you know, they make copies for themselves.
He's selling them?
Yeah, well, he kept his own supply.
I'll bet he did.
A T-Mobile employee is behind bars after allegedly emailing himself a sexually explicit video that he found on the phone of a female customer. Mm. According to the police, the victim bought her phone to a T-Mobile store in Pinellas Park, Florida.
Always in Florida.
Telling you. So a coworker could reboot and reactivate the service on the phone. The employee who handled the woman's phone Friday afternoon, Roberto Sanchez Ramos.
There you go. See?
Ronaldo Chico Guido.
Hey, man. I got the video I'm going to send you.
Video. Video.
Video. I'm going to send you a video.
The victim subsequently noticed her email had been accessed and her sexual explicit video was sent to an email account that cops allege it is his. Say, I'm going to send it to mine. Nobody will know.
Right.
It doesn't have my name on it.
Well, his real name was Hector. You know, he had 19 fucking Social Security cards.
Would you ever have known someone sent one of your explicit videos from your phone to someone else?
Well, I would never have one on there, number one. And number two, I guess you would, like you ever look at your sent emails?
Yeah, no.
You know, she probably set the kid up.
Yeah, but not.
By the way, this guy, what a fucking tool this guy is. Let's see, Ramos was arrested on a felony offense against users' electronic devices, $10,000 bond. Wow. Sanchez Ramos pleaded guilty last year to a scheme to defraud charge related to attempts to artificially inflate his sales commission figures. Sanchez Ramos,
who hasn't done that,
was sentenced to 18 months probation in order to reimburse T-Mobile $200, which he listen.
Holy
if your fucking scam is just getting you $200 more,
and you're dope.
You're spinning your wheels, smart. Dude.
Right. Steal big, man. Go big.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got this plan. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
And then move the decimal.
Then I'm going to get $200.
Right.
$200.
That's big, man. Big.
Dang, now you know what I can do with $200? I can get more girls' phones and look at their cheat.
Take more video.
Yes.
Take more video.
Now, this is funny, Peter, because you're a foodie, and you like healthy shit.
Yep.
Kale.
Clean vagina.
Right. But this is funny. You got to go online.
Okay. Right now?
You could Google it when you get a chance. But a health blogger, Zhang, poisons herself with an agave plant after mistaking it for an aloe vera plant.
I like that. Agaves.
This is so fucking funny. Like, you got to go on there and...
She dead?
Yeah. No, but she got fucked up.
Who's calling?
Hey! Yeah!
Breaking
news. Who's this?
I don't know.
You can call me Zelda.
Oh, my God.
Wow. See,
that was your porn site.
That was a song that was playing.
Yeah, it goes right to that.
What was that?
She was poisoning herself to that song.
No, that was on a Yoko Ono song. That was...
Video blogger live streamed herself being poisoned by eating a plant which she mistakenly thought was an aloe vera plant.
Why would you eat an aloe vera plant anyway?
Because you can. Aloe vera, you can put
it on your skin.
But agave, you can't.
But to eat it?
26-year-old known online as Zhang appeared on an interview live stream holding two large dark green leaves, which look similar to those of an aloe vera plant.
Mm-hmm.
During the broadcast called Aloe Vera Feast,
yes,
she is seen taking a large bite out of one of those leaves, but it quickly becomes clear that something is wrong. Something wrong. As she remarks upon the surprising bitterness of the plant.
Mm. Oh, she
Japanese woman, by the way. According to the Shanghai List, she was actually eating an agave americana, a poisonous plant which contains known irritants. She reportedly broke out into rashes and blisters and farted a lot.
Diarrhea.
And shit everywhere.
No. Oh, no, I can't shit. No one's shocked that it was, you know, witnessed by Shanghai.
Come on. And her stomach pumped to remove traces of the plant. She actually got her stomach pumped. While it's hard to confirm the local reports about the veracity of the video, it does highlight the potential dangers of laymen experimenting with exotic plants.
That always reminds me of how do they find medicine? Like, how many plants did they have to eat to get to that one?
Like, how many people died before somebody like, hey, you know what? My acne's going away.
You are the next plant taster. No. Yeah. No.
Listen, I don't know if you pulled this story up, but yesterday, and I don't remember where it was. I think it was in somewhere stupid, Alaska or somewhere.
Florida.
This guy and his girlfriend. Kids, they're blogger. Somewhere. They're like these kids who want to become these YouTube stars.
Right.
This kid asked his fiance to shoot him in the fucking head, or to shoot him with holding a phone book because he didn't think the bullet was going to go through the phone book.
Oh, I've heard this.
And it killed him. It was unbelievable. 19-year-old fucking moron.
Because that was a scene in Sopranos.
Was it?
There was a woman who used to be part of the New York gang.
Yeah.
And the guy who ended up taking over when the old man died on the New York side, the one that nobody wanted to, the guy ends up getting rolled over, getting shot and killed, and gets crushed by that Bronco. Right? Yeah. Remember when he died? Yeah. Everybody's looking. That was a weird scene. Right? Remember? Huh?
Was that Robert Loggia?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it might have been.
But he now, and they so they she's like they're scaring the shit out. She's in the chair and they get out a fucking gun. They put the phone book up against her chest and they fucking shoot.
A 38 or something. Yeah, right?
And they're like, oh fuck, your lucky fucking day.
Right.
It only went to the S's.
That's funny. For save me. S for save me.
That's right. Yeah. Where I put my son's name, Douglas.
What a great show.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah. Let's see here. What are we going to end on? Our straight from the headlines. Okay. Yeah. Let's do this one.
Curious.
I thought this was odd. Obama's back.
Back
Obama's
where?
Back. Yes, he's back.
He went back to Kenya?
Well, he realized that. Come on, he's American. He's back. He's like trying to help the Democratic Party because didn't Pelosi kind of.
He did
like
such a great job with that.
Well, no, she's on the ball. She's. Completely on the pulse of America.
She's that fucking woman. Obama warns Americans about too much patriotism on July 4th weekend.
And too much.
Too much. Don't wear red, white, and blue. Why don't we try? Why don't we try flying the ISIS flag this time? Why don't we run around with Iran? You know, because we gave them $400 million cash.
Yeah.
That's why I know Americans aren't like really vindictive. Like if we were all smart enough. Don't you think when Obama was still president, we should have just went, all right, on Thursday, everybody go jihad.
Yeah.
Just let's jihad the jihadist.
Right.
Where do you
without
find him,
the though? Suicide bombing part, but just the flag flying and the masking.
While most Americans are gathering with family and community this weekend to celebrate the most exceptional country in the history of the world, Mr. Hope and Change is halfway around the world taking doom and gloom. Or talking about doom and gloom and criticizing his successor. Barack Obama visited Indonesia this weekend and in a series of appearances attacked love of country and the policies of Donald Trump.
What we're not seeing is how much money that this fucker is getting to appear at some of these places because he's not going there for nothing.
No.
He's not paying his airfare and he's dragging Secret Service with him places and he's having, listen, these fucking people were spending so much money. Stay home. Do us a favor. You have a lot of money. Stay home. Plan your library. There's going to be a fucking, you know, Obama library somewhere.
Thank you for doing what you did.
Right.
Now go away.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know, you didn't see Jimmy Carter.
Listen, I can't blame anybody for making a living or one way or the other, but it is somewhat hypocritical in the sense that, you know, you talk about climate change and everywhere and you're flying a private jet, all that shit.
Right,
and you know what? But like I said, I think it's ridiculous. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Let him do whatever. I would do the same thing if I was him. You make money. You know what I mean? I'm going to take my, you know,
say you don't what like, you don't say. Like watermelon that much, do you?
Jeez.
I don't know.
You know, you don't. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank Peter Lender for joining me today.
Well, sorry.
And, of course, Ciro Dobrik.
Great to meet you, Peter. What's going on,
you
everybody?
Too,
thank
man.
You for watching. Thank you for listening.
By the way, you have your open mic tonight?
Absolutely. 19th hole, Hollandale Beach, 10 o'clock, Comedy Mondays.
I might be going to Nadim's room, Devour, in Boynton Beach, 8 o'clock show. So,
what is that? Whose room?
It's Nadim Awad. He has a room there in Boynton Beach. Like it's in an industrial area, but I have a brewery in there.
Did you see your boy Dean Bargadouni? He used to be at Meatball Room, you know, Dean?
Yeah.
I think they wanted to start doing something at Strebs.
Right.
Where Strebs is.
No.
Did you see that? I'll get you the info.
Yeah, I got another guy who wants to meet with me. He has a few locations that are thinking about doing comedy.
Okay.
And I got to figure out if it's something I'm going to continue getting bigger and bigger and doing or just, you know what I mean, Tavolino's or something and, you know,
it
takes a lot of fucking work. Anyway, don't forget to follow our show on Twitter, everybody, at Wake Up Dougie. We also have a fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And, of course, you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous and join my fan page on Facebook at The Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida. Thursday night, Sarasota, I'll be at McGurdy's competing in the World Series of Comedy, 7:30 Showtime. Just come out and support me with a few other comics. That's this Thursday in Sarasota, Florida at McGurdy's. Other than that, I'm going to take a nice little week off. And but I'll be at Snappers in Palm Harbor, Florida. The 13th to the 15th, headlining that room Come out. It's a great room in Palm Harbor over in the West Coast. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Ciro?
You got it. And then check me out, Instagram, Twitter, at Ciro Comic, or check my YouTube page out, Ciro Dobrik's Comedy Circus. Let's do this.
Peter?
Don't follow me anywhere, because Ciro's been following me. And you can see my look for my show on Sundays, noon to 2, on 900thetalk.com, or see my Facebook, The Food for Thought Radio Show. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys, for listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And I don't know if I'll have a show. I might have a couple call-ins. Might not. Maybe give you a best of sometime by tomorrow after the 4th of July. Stay safe, everybody. Happy 4th of July. And we'll see you next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
Celebrate hard.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery night. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground.